a touch more. When I can't hear myself, I think you can't hear me too. And that's when you get that big blasting preacher voice going out from here. Thank you so much, DJ. Wait a minute. Are the streets safe with you here?
Yes.
You guys may know that DJ serves as a police officer. And I just want to make sure that it was safe out there. DJ's here. Amen? I come to you this morning saying grace and peace from God our Father and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. All over the sanctuary this morning, if you have your Bibles, whether in printed or digital format, please hold it up over your head. Amen. Hallelujah. All over the sanctuary this morning. Please turn, if you would, to Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. I'm going to read our title verse in just a moment. But we're going to be in Luke chapter 1. We will have quite a bit of scripture that we're going to go through today. So make sure you have your Bibles open in your laps. We are in our current series, Emmanuel, God with us. The first week was that God promised. God promised that He would send a Messiah. And now we see that today's message will be about the pronouncement of the Messiah coming. Next week we will talk about Him being proclaimed by the angelic and heavenly host. And finally, the birth of Christ on Christmas Eve, we will have the message that God is present. Our core verse for this week and for this series is Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. It should be up on the screen for us now. And if we look there, we read, it says, "Therefore the Lord Himself." We talked last week that God Himself was going to do this. "The Lord Himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call His name Emmanuel," meaning God with us. The title of today's message is pronounced. Pronounced, defined by Webster's as strongly marked, clearly indicated, or decided in an unequivocal way. At Living Hope Baptist Church, we pronounce the name of Jesus Christ. We pronounce to our community, we pronounce to the world that there is none other like Him. Amen. And we certainly have that in today's passage. And as we looked at our series passage, Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, as you have all turned to Luke chapter 1, if you're there, by the way, please say amen.
Amen.
We will certainly see today the pronouncement of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today's message will be a very simple one. In fact, after I give the first point, you might well guess the second point. That's okay, amen? You know, God didn't make it difficult, did He? If He made it difficult, I wouldn't be here. If He made it complicated, I certainly would not be preaching. But this is an amazing passage that we see today because our text will be in two parts because of the two parts that we will see in the text. God makes it just fall neatly into two parts. We will look at the first two songs, the very first two songs in the New Testament. These are sung as songs in Scripture. And these songs result from an encounter between two of the most famous and certainly the most godly mothers in all of history. They are Mary, the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ, and Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist. And before we get into our text, I'm going to do something that I can't believe I'm doing. But Khalil, if you wouldn't mind, go over there and turn that fan off that's aimed up here at the altar. It's not that I'm overly cool. The issue is that my notes are getting blown everywhere up here. And it's unseemly to be chasing the Word of God around. Amen? All right. So we see here these two famous women, Mary and her cousin, her older cousin Elizabeth. Mary, the mother of Lord Jesus, and Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist. And our first passage is from Elizabeth. And it brings us to our first point. If you would, please, write in your notes there, that in our first point here, we will see the pronounced praise. The pronounced praise. And, I'm very careful not to ever embarrass anyone. And you guys say, yeah, right. But we have a new person serving in our PowerPoint ministry back there. So, amen. Hallelujah. Young lady, pitch, amen. Hey, give God some praise for that. Thank you so much, young lady. And she's going to find it, as usual, very simple to follow along with our praise team. And it might be a chore for her to try to hang in there with Pastor Larry. But we see the pronounced praise in this passage. If you were there in Luke chapter 1, verse 39, please say amen. Reading from the Word of God, "Now Mary rose in those days and went into the hill worship leaders do. And they lead worship only for the glory of God. Now, how does that manifest itself? You see, generally at Living Hope Baptist Church, we start with two songs. We have a welcome, then we have three songs. But in those services, we start with joyous praise songs, boisterous, rowdy, hootenanny songs. And then we transition to a quieter opportunity for personal worship after the welcome. Worship is the attitude of the heart. And if the people of God's attitudes and hearts have been prepared properly through wise worship and wise praise, then my job as a preacher is 90% done. You see, the field has been tilled. Your hearts have been tenderized by the Holy Spirit. You have bowed before the throne of God, and you're ready and willing and eager for the Word of God. Amen? It's just such a magnificent thing. It's such a magnificent time. And all we have to do is share God's message for God's people from God's Word. That's what I do up here. I'm going to say it one more time. I'm not sure you got it. I give you God's message for God's people from God's Word. Amen? So let's take a very quick look at the Song of Mary. If you're there in chapter 1, verse 46, say amen. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord." Who is the subject of her song? It is the Lord. And Mary's entire soul magnifies her God. By the way, magnify means to habitually declare the greatness of. Do you do that? Do you habitually declare the greatness of your God? So it was a habit, the habitually declaration. It was a habit of Mary's soul to magnify the Lord. That's important, friends. See, what is Mary not doing? Mary was not singing about herself. Mary was not praising herself. Mary was not thinking about her accomplishments. Mary was not thinking about anything whatsoever. Mary was thinking only about the glory of God. Magnifies her soul. Verses 47 and 48. "And in my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for He has regarded the lowly state of His maidservant. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed." God was Mary's Savior. And therefore, Mary says three significant things. First, that God is her Savior. And because He's her Savior, she rejoices. She gives a great rejoicing. Second, God knows her low status. Listen, friends, compared to God, we're all lowly, amen? That's okay. In our lives, Miss Ruth Ann knows that God is first. She's number two. Next to God, she's first. That's a good place to be, amen? And it's the same way with me in her life. So, she knows her low status, but she realizes God has decided to use her anyway. Let me ask you something, Jamie, Brother Cliff, Brother Rennell, Miss Doreen, Miss Erlene. Are you guys surprised that God has decided to use you at all? That's where we should be. All of us. It's a proper station in life to know who we are and really appreciate that God can use us at all, with all of our weaknesses. And third, because of God, Mary will be remembered. But she's not going to be remembered because of herself. She's going to be remembered because of Emmanuel, God with us. Verses 49 and 50. If you're still with me, say amen. Amen. I know this message right now, we're getting within about 3 minutes of the time I normally finish. We're not going to make it. Look at verses 49 through 50. And all God's people said, amen. Verses 49 and 50, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. Mary pronounces three of God's glorious attributes. Three of them. An attribute, by the way, is a thing God is, not what he has. First, Mary pronounces his power. God is mighty, my friends. We serve a mighty God. And Mary's God promised that the Messiah was coming, and the Messiah was coming now. That's a cause for rejoicing. Amen. Second, Mary pronounces God's holiness. You see, God is set apart. And those who serve Him are set apart. Have you ever thought of that? That you have been set apart for the work of the Lord. You are set apart, Miss Marguerite, for the work of the Lord through the hospitality. You were set apart, Miss Marie. With what's his name sitting there? Brother Rennell. just teasing, guys. I didn't forget his name. I'm just seeing if you guys are paying attention here. I know this is getting a little quiet in here. You were set apart, Miss Ruth Ann, for what's his name up here? Set apart, amen? What did she say? Holy is his name. That is, God is to be set apart, is different from all others. His very nature is different. His very being is different. God is both a pure being and he is pure in his being. He is a pure being and he is pure in his being. He is a perfect being and he is perfect in his being. God is holy in name and holy in being. Our great God is set apart and different from all others, and he has declared in his word, my ways are not your ways, my thoughts are not your thoughts. I am the Lord thy God, and there is none other like me. Give him praise in the house of God. Third, Mary pronounces God's mercy. You see, we are all sinners bound for hell, amen? All of us are sinners bound for hell. But God's mercy, we bound for hell in the mercy of God. Mary worships her God for saving her from her. Ephesians chapter 2 verses 1 through 8, you can go read it later on today. Says that we were all bound for destruction. But God. But God sent his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Verses 51 through 53 now, back in Luke 1. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. Mary recognizes that God, through his own power, has reversed the order of things. Don't miss what it said there. That God has reversed the order of things. Through Christ, God scatters the proud. Pride will not get you into heaven. Through Christ, God has dethroned the mighty. But through Christ, God has exalted and lifted up the humble. For those of you that have received Jesus Christ as Lord, you are not who you think you are. You are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, and you are the exalted of God. Your Lord loves you. Your Lord is so glad that you have chosen to receive Him. And through Christ, we may not have the riches of this world, but as the inheritors of heaven, we will have riches beyond riches someday. Now look around. I look around this sanctuary. I see some of you guys got bling going on here. Miss Ruth Ann for sure. But I look around, I see ladies with the wedding rings and gentlemen, and you got the nice earrings and stuff going on, and we got all this gold right here in our own sanctuary. But you realize that gold someday in heaven will be sidewalk. You realize the diamonds on your ears or on your fingers someday in heaven, that'll be the walls. You realize that the pearls that you have, there are 12 gates in heaven, each of a pearl that you pass through. A single pearl. You see, it's the riches of heaven that we are to look forward to. Amen? A royal priesthood. Verses 54 through 56. If you're there, please say amen. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her house. God promised Abraham that the Messiah would come through his seed. And Jesus does. God had reminded Israel many times through the years that the day would come when the promise would come true. God had promised that the time would come. And in this passage, the time has come. Are you looking forward to the day where God keeps his promise and raptures us out of this earth and takes us to heaven? You see, let me ask you this. If I were to say Jesus Christ is returning in 5 minutes and all who believe in Him will be caught up to be with heaven, does that strike a joy in your heart or does it strike fear into your soul? It should only call for joy in your heart. Only joy. You see, Sometimes we can feel like Israel felt. Amen? Lord, hurry up. You see, in Mary's day, the people of Israel were desperately needed mercy. They desperately needed God's deliverance. At this time, they were slaves to the Roman Empire, and they were frantic for deliverance. They were so frantic that many were turning to false messiahs. Many were turning to other ways out. Many were turning to what we would call in our day the joy boys of preaching. The peace and prosperity movement. Dial in here. Send us $5. Get your prayer hanky and your life will be changed forever. They were so frantic that they were turning to other things instead of praising and worshiping God in the sanctuary. Some people were even finding their security in the state. The government will take care of me. How's that been working for us, Americans? How's that been working for Jamaica, for Haiti, for Germany, for all the nations of the world? Has government ever come through for us? Not once, but the Lord God will come through. Amen? And listen, friends, in the closing words of this song, Mary declares that God has remembered His promise and is sending His mercy through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I share something with you? God kept His promise. And He sent Christ. And based upon that, how is your praise of the Lord Jesus Christ? Is your praise and acknowledgement of Christ boisterous? Do you sing like it's a hootenanny? How is your worship of God? Is your worship never changed in spite of circumstances? Have you received Jesus Christ as Lord? Friends, the only way that you can truly worship God is if you have received His mercy by receiving His Son as Lord of your life. Receive Jesus Christ today, won't you? Receive Him as Lord. Because God has said in His Word that in the fullness of time, God sent His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, in human form, that He lived a pure and sinless life, that He went to the cross of Calvary and died for our sins, that after He died for our sins, that He was in the grave 3 days, but on the third day He rose again to the glory of God the Father. And therefore, because Jesus has defeated death in the grave, you know that God has kept His promise. How do we know that? Emmanuel, God with us. And all God's people said, great.
Thank you for joining us today. For more information, visit our website at www.lhcfl.com. Visit us on Facebook or get the ChurchLink app from the App Store. Again, thank you, and we hope to see you in service soon.